The First and Franklin Presbyterian Church Spire Series presents the first Baltimore Piano Marathon this Sunday, May 7th from 2 to 6 p.m. And with me to talk about it is the music director of the Spire Series and First and Franklin Presbyterian Church, Jason Kissel. What is the occasion for this marathon?
This is the 7th year of the Spire Series, Arts Series at First and Franklin Church. And throughout our first 7 years, we featured a number of solo pianists. And as the series has grown, we have received a lot of requests from pianists to perform solo recitals. However, we can't begin to accommodate all of those. And so we decided to pull together a Baltimore Piano Marathon concert to offer performance opportunity to a number of the outstanding pianists of Baltimore, Washington. There are two long-standing organ marathon concerts in Baltimore, and we thought this would be a wonderful counterpart.
So this is a real piano town. How did you go about picking the pianists?
Well, one of the first things we thought of is it would be wonderful to feature pianists at various career stages. Our youngest pianist is a junior at Baltimore School for the Arts, an incredibly gifted young man, Seth Schulteis. We have Michael Shepard, who is a well-known Baltimore pianist and faculty member at Baltimore School for the Arts, and even Dr. Raymond Jackson from Howard University, a professor of music there.
Would you give just a basic overview of when the pianists will be playing and what they'll be playing?
Pianist Michael Shepard will open the concert at 2 o'clock with the Schumann Toccata in C. Toward the middle of the program, the Baltimore School for the Arts student I mentioned will perform at 3:30, a Rachmaninoff Sonata No. 2. We have Dr. Ken Osowski from the York College of Pennsylvania playing at 4:30. Closing the program will be a highly accomplished pianist, Mariana Prevelskaya, performing the Mozart Rondo in A minor and the two Rhapsodies, Opus 79 of Brahms.
The church itself is a magnificent structure. What about inside? What about the acoustics?
In 2010, the church completed a renovation of the sanctuary, which included acoustical improvement. A lot of carpeting was removed. A large wooden chancel platform was created on which the piano sits. And the acoustics are really splendid. There's just enough ring to the room that allows things to blend beautifully. The artists who have performed on the series all comment on the joy they find in playing in this space.
One of the things that I noticed when I looked at the repertoire, I'm thinking there are 8 pianists. There is a lot of piano repertoire, but I was wondering, was there any overlap? Because, I mean, it all seems so different and individual.
Surprisingly, there was no overlap, which is often unusual in marathon concerts such as this. Our only request of the performers was to play what they enjoy performing. I like to hear an artist play what they enjoy playing, and I think we're in for a real treat. We have everything from Brahms and Chopin to ragtime and Beethoven.
And so how is this recital going to work? Do people drop in, drop out? How is it going to
work? People are free to come for the duration of 4 hours, or they can come for 30 minutes or any time in between. The concert begins at 2 o'clock, and a new artist will take the stage every 30 minutes. And Kati and Mark will be introducing each artist and providing some interesting commentary on the repertoire. We are so happy to have you both.
Well, we're very excited to participate in this event. And how can people get more information?
By visiting the church website at www.firstfranklin.org.
Well, once you've seen First and Franklin Presbyterian Church, you can't miss it. But where is it located?
First and Franklin Presbyterian Church is in the heart of Mount Vernon. It's located right at the corner of Madison Street and Park Avenue. The address is 210 West Madison Street.
The First and Franklin Presbyterian Church Spire Series presents the first Baltimore Piano Marathon this Sunday, May 7th from 2 to 6. My guest has been the music director of the church and of the Spire Series, Jason Kissel. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Kati.